Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaacs in the seat this hour. And this hour, I'm going to be interviewing Kathy. Kathy is still on the line in Ohio. And I'm going to be speaking with her about what we need to purchase in order to help us get through some really difficult times that are actually just down the track chronologically in the new year, I think. And she would like to speak about some preparedness type items that we need to buy. So would you like to share that information with us, Kathy?
Sure. I have a huge long list, so I will try to go through one at a time and try to explain some of the uses that I can do with them or I use them for or would be good to have on hand. The first one, I would say there's something called kinesiology tape. It's about, probably an inch and a half wide. And they do make a regular and a waterproof, but you can put them on your skin normally if it's like a foot or an ankle or your elbow or the back of your arm, anywhere where you have like the trauma. And you can look online and there's all kinds of physical therapists that show you how to put the tape on. It's not terribly expensive, but I would buy two or three rolls of that and have it on hand. Now, what I've done when I've had to use it before is I'll take a piece of first aid tape and I put it on each end so that when you shower, it doesn't come off. Otherwise, it will curl off quicker. Now, the waterproof stays a little bit better, but I would say get some kinesiology tape. It really does seem to work wonders.
Okay. I have actually something similar that I use here. And I actually, you know, I kind of came by this product, kind of by accident. Because one thing that I have here is I have horses. And what I do is I get young horses, unbroken horses, and also horses that need re-education. And I re-educate them, and then I either keep them or I sell them on. And the ones that I sell on after they've been broken in or re-educated, they help to pay my hay bill for the other ones that I keep, okay? And horses, they often need to have bandages on their hocks, okay? So if you are looking at, show jumpers or eventers or any sort of horse like race horses that are in quite heavy work, you'll notice that they have bandages on their hocks. And that is to prevent a condition called burstitis, which is the synovial fluid in the horse's joint leaks out of its membrane and it creates a swelling in the horse's joint. But to prevent that from happening, you bandage the joint before the exercise with They're called horse bandages or vet wraps, okay, which I think is something similar to your kinesiology tape. But the thing about the horse bandages, all you need to do is go into a horse supply store and ask for them, because every horse supply store has them because they're disposable. You use them once and then you throw them out or you put them in the fire or whatever. They're actually they're made of latex. They're quite good for lighting fires with, which is sort of handy, a handy piece of info, so they don't have to go to waste at the end of the day. But you can, if we have injuries, us humans have injuries, I get a horse bandage out of the box and I wrap the injured area with the horse bandage. And I grow comfrey here. I think we mentioned this last week. I grow comfrey in my garden. And even as recently as yesterday, I bumped my finger head on into the, paving stones that pave the floor of our house. We've got concrete paving stones as flooring on our house. And I bumped my finger face down into the paving stones, and it hurt. It really hurt. And so what I did was I got one of these horse bandages. And like you mentioned, they're really cheap. They cost about $5 each, okay? And I wrapped my finger and I bound it next to the other finger with a splint. I wrapped my finger in a comfrey leaf, and then I wrapped the finger and the finger next to it to splint it with a horse bandage, and then I wrapped the rest of the horse bandage, some of it, down around my hand to sort of immobilize it, give it a bit of a chance to rest and heal. Does that make sense, Kathy? I think that these kinesiology tapes might be something similar. Oh, and the horse bandages are also waterproof as well, and they're self-adhesive. They're highly self-adhesive.
That's exactly what these are, Gwen, is they're real sticky on one side and you can stretch them. So if you need to wrap it around your foot or your ankle, you can start and gently stretch them and protect that area.
Yeah, that's right. But that's what we use. It must be a human version of the veterinary product that has been used in the horse industry for forever. Anyone who's had anything whatsoever to do with horses has come across these self-adhesive bandages. And they're like water out there. But I'm the same. I buy 20 at a time in a box from my local horse supply store. And so it might cost $100 for a box of 20 bandages, but I only have to buy them about once every 6 months or so, because I don't use them every single day. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that, Gwyneth. That might be more cost-effective than getting the ones that I use. I will definitely check at our farm center out here.
Yeah. Yeah, the farm supply store will definitely have them. Anywhere that sells horse tack, okay, we'll stock these bandages. You just need to go in and say, you got horse bandages? And they come in a variety of colors, because horse people tend to be adolescent girls. So if you want hot pink or fluorescent green, I'm sure that they can even accommodate you there. I usually go for black or blue or brown, that's just a bit of humor there. But, they are very good value. And the thing is, whereas the ones you're talking about, you said they were like maybe 3 meters long. These horse bandages, I've never worked out exactly how long they are, but they're certainly longer than 3 meters. You know, these are really, really long on a single roll. And it might be, you know, 15 or 20 feet long. Because
wow.
sometimes you've got to wrap more than the hock. And a horse's leg is quite long, you know, and if you've got to wrap all the way up, then, you know, you've got to wrap all the way up. So they've got to be a lot longer. So it may well be a much more cost-effective way of doing it, of getting a similar product. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Sure. Can I add one more item that I want to make sure that I mention, I think would be good to have on hand? I think those orthopedic shoes that you can buy if you have a hairline fracture on your foot or you injure your foot, I actually ordered one, and I don't think it was all that expensive. I think it was right around $18, $20. I just think one of them would be good to have on hand in case you have a hairline fracture on your foot or you somehow injure your foot. It would protect it from bumping and bending the wrong way if it's not supposed to be bent. So I think that's a good choice to purchase one of those.
That's a really good idea. By the orthopedic shoes, do you mean the moon boots?
Well, the one that I'm talking about, Gwyneth, it just looks like a flat shoe, and it just has like the Velcro that goes over the top so your foot doesn't bend. I know that the big boots that they have are, I'm not sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm not sure when you use those and when you use the others, but I know if you have just a hairline fracture or like a tendon injury, sometimes they'll put you in just that flat shoe. And so I thought, well, it's for me, you know, they're kind of universal. They come in like small, medium, and large. But for a woman my size, probably most women could wear that. I think men would be a little bit bigger. But I just figured if something happens, typically they take an X-ray and then they have you order one of those shoes or they give you one of those shoes. So if you knew you had a hairline fracture and you had one on hand, or what if you can't go to the doctor at that time or you can't afford it, you could wear one and see if it starts to heal or later on get it in X-ray. So to me, that was something I thought, you know, that's typically all they do anyway is to tell you have a hairline fracture and to wear one of those orthopedic shoes.
Yeah, I think that that's a really, really good idea. And can I mention something that might be a good idea for people to get along that same line? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Actually, this is something actually that I just ordered on eBay today. Okay, you can go on eBay and you can order. If you go on eBay and you search for U.S. Army Field Surgical Kit, then you will come up with a minor surgical kit that has just about everything that you would need to conduct a surgery in the field if you were in a collapse situation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, and I'm speaking with Kathy today about, what preparedness-type items we might need to consider getting in the event of, we should be getting them now, but we need to, think about what we need now, because I think that there could be, or there probably is going to be in 2021, a situation where the Caprola hits the propeller. And I was mentioning just before the break that I've just purchased a field surgery, U.S. military-style field surgery kit. And you might think, well, there's no way that I would ever need one of those. But you would be really surprised. If you get, if you're out working in the field and you happen to stand on a decent sized stick and you can't get to a hospital and that stick has gone up on the inside of you, you might need a surgical kit to actually remove that big splinter. You may need a surgical kit for that purpose. And if you can't get or if you manage to lacerate yourself on a piece of broken glass or an old beer can or something like that, I don't know, or an old piece of farm equipment, then the one thing that's not in these surgical kits is sutures. So you will have to order the sutures separately, and you will have to also order something called oil of arnica 100% cold pressed, okay? And the oil of arnica is a local anesthetic, and you dab it around, not on the proposed wound site. You know, if you have to do a minor surgery, I'm talking about in the absence of medical care, where there has been a complete systemic collapse, where there are no hospitals, and you have to perform some type of surgery to save somebody's life. So I'm not talking about that everybody should go doing operations on everybody when we still have a hospital system, because obviously that would be stupid. I'm absolutely not recommending that. But we are likely heading into a situation where there are no surgical and hospital systems, and where people may need to have surgeries performed. And to have a surgical kit, local anesthetic, and sutures on hand could well be the difference between life and death for somebody out there. Does that make sense, Kathy? Oh, and betadine. Big bottles of betadine. You know, 500ml bottles of betadine.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that on my list, too.
Isn't it amazing how we all think alike? No, nobody's telling us to think alike. We're just coming to the same conclusions.
Yeah. Did you say oil of arnica? Is it A-R-N-I-C-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But pure, 100% pure, cold pressed. So not the massage oil, not the diluted stuff, okay? It's sold as a hair tonic for mixing with things like grapeseed oil or olive oil, or as a massage oil for you to make up your own grapeseed oil or massage oil or whatever. But 100% pure, cold-pressed oil of arnica is actually a really, really effective local anesthetic, okay? Meaning, if you need to do a minor surgery where you need a local anesthetic, you can dab the oil of arnica. By the way, this is not medical advice. This is advice. This is just information for what you need to do if you need to have a local anesthetic in a without rule of law grid bound situation. Like, for instance, if you need to remove a splinter, you dab the oil of arnica around the splinter site and you wait for 10 minutes and it will act as a local anesthetic and you will be able to pull that splinter out without it creating a whole lot of pain and trauma, further trauma for the person who's injured. Does that make sense?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new variant of the coronavirus has emerged in San Diego, California. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California. Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin that we don't need to panic here. because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried, but I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate. They always change.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's no scientific evidence the new strain is deadlier. Gilligan's Island actress Dawn Wells died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dawn Wells, the former Miss Nevada 1959 and the actress that played Marianne on the 1960s TV show Gilligan's Island, has died from coronavirus complications. In a 2014 interview with King 5 in Seattle, Washington, Dawn talked about her character.
She would have gone to prom with you. She would have helped you with your homework. You didn't have to take her out for a martini. But most of the men say to me, I married a Marianne. That's the woman I was kind of looking for. And I thought, what is that? What is it about that character that is kind of missing, that we sort of lost track of? And I think it's all this electronic era families, divorced families living together, and mother and father both having to work. How do you manage it today? How do you get through life today? Mm-hmm. And Marianne was a good girl. She had manners, and she was dependable, and she shared the chores. And it's kind of how to exist today. Finish the job. If you start a job, you walk away halfway through the dishes. Do you have to be first in line all the time? But I've had people say to me, I was an abused child. You were my escape. Mm. My parents were working, and I'd come home. My sister and I would watch the show. The hope or the dream that Marianne created, the show created, not just Dawn, the escape. There's no reality there. Coconut cream pie? Where'd they get the cows?
Dawn Wells passed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, at the age of 82. The Consumer Electronics Show, featuring all the new electronics and gadgets, will be in Las Vegas starting January 11th and running through the 14th. The show will be completely virtual for 2021 with no in-person attendees. You can find out more by visiting their website, ces.tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, and I'm speaking today with Kathy. And I'd better let you get on with your list, Kathy. Fire away.
Okay. Gwyneth, the other thing that I have purchased is I purchased a capsule machine. It's a little manual thing where you use your capsules and you can put in your own supplements. Your own powders. Yep. And so you can buy online. The capsules much cheaper than going to a health food store for the most part. I have one. It's for there's a zero and a double zero. And I believe there's probably more sizes than that, but the most common are those two sizes. So what I've done is I have a capsule machine and, like, I bought organic turmeric or any of your other supplements you would like to do. It's much cheaper than buying the capsules already made at the store. So I go online and I find my best price, and I do it that way. Another one you can use in there is, like, activated charcoal. You can make up all your own. Now, it's kind of messy, but it doesn't take that long. You just put your capsules in and you put your powder in, and there's a little flat piece that you kind of move back around and fill up your capsules, and then you put the lids on and pop them out. So that's something I think that is much cheaper, because I've noticed the price of supplements has gone up quite a bit. So when I'm getting my things now, I'm buying a lot of mine in powdered form or bulk, and either just mixing them with a little water and consuming them that way, or I put them in the capsule.
That's actually a really, really good idea, and I hadn't actually considered that. You know, that might be something that I add to my shopping list in the future, you know, because, yeah, capsules. I've noticed that the price of supplements is just gone through the roof. You're absolutely right there. Anything else that you would recommend that we get?
Sure. Another thing is getting vodka so you can make your own tinctures or your own homeopathic remedy. Normally what I have learned for my homeopathic remedies is I get a sterile amber jar. I put the distilled water in there. I put a couple drops of the vodka in there. And then I put my homeopathic remedy in there and I dilute it. And it's kind of a long procedure, so I'm not going to go into that right now. You can do a search on how you do it, but you can also use it for making any of your own tinctures. And you don't need that much.
Yeah. I make a lot of my own tinctures. And one that's a real favorite of mine, I've got a few that are real favorites, and I grow the herbs in my own garden, and then I do this process. One of them is marigold infusion in vodka, okay? And it only has to be 70 to 80 proof. I don't know how low you can go, but generally I get, which is about 37.5% alcohol by volume. So it's sort of a pretty sort of standard vodka that you get from your liquor store. Marigold infusions is one, okay, and the other one is comfrey. And what I do, I think I described this the other week when I was speaking with you, but in case there's new people here, I'll describe it again. I get the comfrey leaves, I fold them in half and I roll them up, and I put them into the jar of liquor, vodka, or it can be gin, it can be rum, it can be any of the hard liquors. As long as it's at least 70 or 80 proof, it should be fine. And, you know, I remember doing this, you know, I go into sometimes about my past life when I was a pirate surgeon, Dr. George Wilson. And I remember doing that in my past life. And my parents were almost teetotaler, and they got more teetotal as they got older. So we didn't have any hard liquor in the house, but I tried to make these sorts of things with what we had in the house, which I was trying to make them with turpentine. I was trying to make them with methylated spirits, and I tried every chemical, you know, household, backyard, garden shed chemical that you could probably imagine to try and do this. And I can assure you that the only thing that really works is hard liquor, ethanol. So vodka, gin,
rum or something of that order, whiskey or something like that. That's the only thing that really works. But I was doing that as a child. And you might think that that's a messed up thing for a kid to do. But this was, I didn't even realize that I was doing past life. I was acting out my past life. And it was only later on that I really, that it occurred to me what I was doing after I found out about Dr. Wilson. So that's why I was doing that. But, yeah, this is it. And to learn how to make alcoholic tinctures is going to be an alcoholic infusions. Some of them you can drink. Some of them you probably shouldn't drink. Comfrey is one that you probably shouldn't drink. You get the comfrey leaves and you roll them up and you store them in mason jars full of liquor. And when it's not comfrey season, you can get the comfrey leaves out and you can use them exactly as you would use fresh comfrey. Okay, but like, for instance, in the middle of winter when comfrey doesn't grow, and that is something that can be really, really vital, because if you've got serious bruising, or if you've got a broken limb in a, in an emergency situation, and you bind that with some of your horse bandages or kinesiology bandages and a splint, then you're going to save that person's arm, or you're going to potentially save that person's leg by binding a comfrey leaf into the wound, you know. Because you will cut the healing time by 2/3 if you bind comfrey leaves into the wound, no matter what wound it is. And as well as that, you can also take the liquor that the comfrey has been soaking in and you can soak it into a wad of cotton and you can use it as a healing poultice for things like bruises, for staunching blood. That's the other thing that comfrey is good for. It's like a medicine chest in a single herb. But we talked about this the other week, so I'm going to shut up and let you get on with your list, because I think that's really important, Kathy. Sorry about that.
That's great advice. I never thought about using them and holding them in half and storing them in the mason jars. My brother grows a huge patch of it, and he's always asking me, do I want any? And I've taken it and made a salve out of it. But what he did the last couple years is he takes his comfrey and he puts them in huge garbage cans and he makes a tea. And he uses it then as part of his fertilizer in his garden.
Yeah, it's marvelous. Absolutely.
This year I'm going to go over and get a whole bunch of it and put them in garbage cans and let them set. I think he lets them set for 3 or 4 weeks, and then he uses the water, strains it and uses the water, and he puts it down, and his garden does fabulous. So that's a great thing that I think comfrey can be used for also. But your ideas were great, Gwyneth.
And I didn't learn that from any books. That's a past life memory. From when I was Dr. Wilson, I used to do that, because that was one of my favorite remedies in that life that I remember. And I remember doing that, and I had this past life memory, and I said, gee. And I began doing it, and lo and behold, it worked, you know. And so, like I say, I've never seen that in a book. But I remember doing it. So if I ever come across it in a, like, 300 or 400-year-old medical text, I'm going to be totally stoked. I'm going to be so happy, because I've never seen anybody talk about this. But I've done it, and it works. So I'm sharing that information with you because we're on the topic. And comfrey is, like I say, it's a medical chest that you can grow in your garden. It staunches the flow of blood in minutes. It's a literal lifesaver. If you have somebody with a serious laceration, they can bleed out in 4 minutes.
okay? If you pack that wound with comfrey leaves, you will staunch the flow of blood from that wound in seconds, even if it's a very, very serious wound. And, of course, you need to apply pressure. Okay, so you need to either use a tourniquet or a pressure bandage. Yeah, but when you apply the pressure bandage, you pack comfrey leaves into the wound, and then you bind the pressure bandage, and you can take it off. You can take the pressure bandage off after, you know, 3 or 4 days. Like I say, here's our regular disclaimer. This is not medical advice. I'm not saying that I'm a doctor. I'm saying that this is something you can do in an emergency collapse first aid situation. I have to make that regular disclaimer. But anyway, I better let you get on with your list, Kathy.
Okay, the next thing I wanted to recommend is getting the old-fashioned hot water bottle. And using those in place of an electric heating pad, I mean, first of all, you're not using the electricity, but the hot water bottle, I don't know, there's something very comforting about those. And I think they still make them, but you don't see them that much around, but I have a couple at the house. And it would feel good on sore muscles or sore back, and you can just have them available. So that was one other item that I was looking through my cabinet the other day, and I thought, oh, I better mention that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would absolutely agree there. You still see them here from time to time in Australia in the dollar stores of all places. But as well as that, probably if you go on eBay, I'm sure that you'd find supplies on eBay. You know, because you can still get just about anything on eBay, and I think that that's an excellent alternative to Amazon, and I don't think that people should be supporting Jeff Bezos, although I do sell stuff on Amazon as well. I sell books on Amazon, because there's basically no other choice. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking today with Kathy from Ohio. And can you believe, Kathy, we're actually in the last segment. That's the whole broadcast is almost at an end. But I would like to ask if there's anything you'd like to say in closing, or would you like to mention just a few more items from your list? I'm just going to let you have the floor. And I'm all ears, and I'm sure the rest of the class is. You're such an interesting guest. And, yeah, I look forward to speaking to you again really, really soon. But in closing, is there anything you would like to say?
Sure, Gwyneth. First of all, I want to say that you've been a delight to talk with and work with, and you're a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate all your suggestions. I've made notes of some of the things you've brought up also.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad I was able to help you because I didn't want to take the floor from you because you're such an interesting lady as well. And definitely the capsule machine was something I just hadn't considered. You know, just hadn't come on my mind. Yeah.
Well, I have a couple other things I'd like to mention real quick. Castor oil is another one. I know Dr. Healy mentioned the brand Humco, H-U-M-C-O. You can find it at drugstores, Walmart, and that's, I do use that in my eyes every night. And I rub it on my eyelashes and my eyelids, and I've noticed that I believe it's worked well for me, and my eyelashes are thicker and my skin seems to be softer, but there's many uses for castor oil. You can rub it on bumps and lumps, and you can make liver packs with it. There's a whole bunch of information out there. You can also use it. A lot of people do coconut oil with oil pulling in their mouth, but you can do castor oil, and you can use either a drop or two of clove oil when you do it, or like one drop, small drop of oregano oil, and it's very good for dental health. So I have several bottles of the castor oil on hand because I do go through it. The other one I wanted to mention was salt water rinses. I buy big bags of the Celtic salt. It's Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, and it's like a pink and gray large granule salt. Yeah. And I'll make salt water rinses with sterile water, and I'll put them in glass bottles, and then you can use that also as a, you can gargle with it if you have a sore throat, or you can just swish every day with a salt water rinse, and that's very good for oral health. You can also make a eye rinse out of it when they make those. It just has to be sterile. You have to be, have an eye cup and make sure everything is sterile. But if your eyes are irritated or you get something in your eye, you can make up the salt water rinse and rinse your eyes. So I have big bags of it. I think the last time I bought a bag, it was probably like a 10 or 12 pound bag. And I like it too because you can put it in a salt shaker that's got the grinder and you can put it on your food. And from my understanding, it has a lot of trace minerals in it. So, I love the Himalayan and the Celtic salt.
Yeah. I have Himalayan pink salt here in the house. You know, that's something that's just about always in my food cupboard. So it is absolutely marvelous. And there's a reason why it's a lot more expensive than your regular garden variety salt. And that's the same for the Celtic salt as well. But as well as that, you know, it really isn't that expensive, really, is it? You know, for what it is.
Well, I got a big bag of the Celtic salt. Now, it was the agricultural variety, but when you look at it, it's almost the same. It's just a little more coarse. And I think I bought it, the huge bag, for like, I think it was $10. And if you go to the store, just the little bag of the Celtic salt is like $6.99, and it might even be like maybe a half a pound. So I found it at the feed store.
Yeah. Wow, that's a really good idea. I think we've got music, but here's one last thing that you might want to add to your list is a mortar and pestle. I have a mortar and pestle in my house, and I use it all the time. I use it maybe once every few days for grinding up various things that need to be put into a powdered form, mineral supplements, eggshells, medicinals for myself or for the chickens or for the horses or whatever. I use it all the time. Thank you very much for broadcasting with us, Kathy. And it's been a joy speaking with you. And I look forward to speaking with you again real soon.
Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.